We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and winery at Keepersall, East Texas Destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Senators John McCain and Lisa Murkowski promised on multiple occasions to repeal Obamacare. Indeed, Republicans from congressional districts all across the country promised to repeal Obamacare. On the strength of such promises, voters in 2010 gave Republicans control of the House. 4 years later, believing the same promise, voters gave Republicans control of the Senate. Congress proceeded to pass multiple Obamacare repeal bills and send them to President Obama, who vetoed them as expected. "Well, we need the White House," said Republicans. Voters answered that call and gave them a Republican president in the form of Donald Trump, who sits with pen in hand ready to sign just about any bill that repeals Obamacare. That's when Republicans like McCain and Murkowski outed themselves as the virtue-signaling quislings that they actually are. That's when all of America learned for certain that Republicans have no idea what to do with power once they actually have it. Now that Republicans led by Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell have failed 3 times to repeal Obamacare, the biggest mistake they could make is to assume that President Trump will just drop the subject. He won't. If we've learned nothing about Donald Trump, we have learned that he doesn't easily let go of things. Obamacare is imploding, and Trump knows it. He campaigned and won on the promise to do away with it. Unlike nearly every other living politician, principally because Donald Trump isn't really a politician, he is intent on keeping his promise. And because Obamacare is not sustainable in its present form, Donald Trump knows that the longer into his watch it continues to hang around, the more he will come to be blamed for not dealing with it. Which means 2 things. First, if he has to, Trump will look to make a deal on Obamacare with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and other congressional Democrats. It's worth remembering that most presidential candidates write books about their hardscrabble upbringing and their resulting strong, heartfelt, personal empathy for common working folks and yada, 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 and few people read the books. But Donald Trump's book, on the other hand, is a bestseller, and it's about making deals. Making deals is what Donald Trump does. Second, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan could find themselves on the receiving end of a Trump-led effort to force GOP House and Senate members to choose new leadership. As recently as 3 weeks ago, a White House press briefing was conspicuous in its very tepid expression of support for both men. If Trump decides to, he will make Ryan's and McConnell's lives miserable. If they doubt this, they should check with Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. It boils down to this. On the one hand, you have Republicans who are not terribly bothered by losing. On the other, you have Donald Trump, for whom the idea of losing is worse than death. In the inevitable clash that's coming, my money is on Trump. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. So, how sweet is this red wine that you're talking about, asked someone here in our building the other day. The wine in question is Keepersall's recently released blended red called Fruition, and the answer is, well, not that sweet. Or better, not too sweet. This is a red wine that was made to be served chilled, and that's not usually the case for red wines, but it is for this one. Keepersall's Fruition is delightful. It's a wonderful compromise between the chilled refreshment of a white wine and the robust flavor of a red. And yes, dry red wine drinker that I am, I nevertheless love drinking Fruition. Now, if you're one of those who says you don't like red wine, Fruition may very well change your mind. So do this. Get yourself to the winery at Keepersall and ask to try Fruition. Tell them I sent you. And of course, as always, the nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.